It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. 14th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan in women's basketball would lose last night at 4th-ranked Dakota State, 74-62. The Tigers would face an early deficit, trailing 25-18 after the first quarter, and they were down 12 points at halftime. Emma Yost had a game-high 15 points for Wesleyan. Riley Rosenquist added 14 points, and Avery Broughton had a double-double of 10 points and 10 rebounds. The Tigers now fall to 5-3 on the season. They jump back into GPAC play coming up Saturday afternoon at Concordia at 2 o'clock. The Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball team also lost last night at Dakota State 64-53 as they now fall to 5-5 on the season. Sophomore guard Tyson Stevenson had a game-high 14 points for the Tigers, while Anthony Riggins had 11 and Randy Rosenquist Jr. added 10 points. The Wesleyan men also at Concordia Saturday at 3:45. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball, they did sweep the weekly GPAC awards yesterday. Riley Rosenquist was the conference offensive player of the week, and Avery Broughton was the defensive player of the week. Rosenquist put up a season-high 24 points last week in a 79-70 road win at number 9 Briar Cliff. Meanwhile, Broughton had a career-high 13 rebounds and 2 blocks in that win versus Briar Cliff. Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball, they take on Concordia, a very familiar GPAC opponent, at the NAIA National Volleyball Tournament tonight in Sioux City at 7:30. The Tigers lost to Concordia 3-0 back on September 18th. The third-ranked Bulldogs are 25-3 on the season. And then following tonight's match, the Tigers will take on the Masters University in their final pool play match tomorrow night at 7:30. Mitchell Curl Gymnastics opened up their season yesterday with a triangular win in Yankton, scoring 143.3 points, defeating Parkston, Ethan Hansen, Mount Vernon, and Yankton. Kiana Groper won the all-around with 37.25 points, as she would win 3 of the 4 individual events, including the Knights' top score on balance beam with a 9.7. Mitchell also swept the top 4 spots on the uneven bars. Girl Gymnastics competes this Saturday at the Peer Invitational. South Dakota State women's basketball returns home tonight to face Weber State at 7 o'clock. We'll have coverage starting at 6:30 with the pregame show on KORN News Radio. SDSU enters the week 6-2 after going 1-2 at the Cancun Challenge last week. The Jackrabbits ended the trip with an 82-70 win over Kansas State. Brooklyn Meyer was named the Summit League Player of the Week yesterday for the third time in 4 weeks. She averaged 20 points and 6 rebounds last week while shooting 62% from the field. Also tonight, SDSU men's basketball back in the country. They'll be at Northern Arizona. That's also a 7 p.m. Central Time tip. SDSU went 0-2 last week at the Cancun Challenge in Mexico, losing to Utah Valley and UC Irvine. And that's a look at your sports for this Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.